The Man Who Escaped, Episode 5.
Fletcher escaped from the penitentiary and hid in a field. It was very cold, and he knew he had to find warm clothes and food somewhere. He found a lonely farmhouse. He waited outside the house. He could not understand why there was no noise inside.
There was a light in the front window, and smoke was coming from the chimney.
Why is it so quiet? Is it a trap? Are the police waiting for me in there?
He asked himself.
If the police are in the house, there must be a police car parked nearby.
Slowly, he walked through the snow to the back of the house. There was an old barn. He pushed the door open quietly. He saw an old truck there, but no police car. He went back to the front of the house and tried the front door. To his surprise, it was open. He went in very quietly and looked around. There was a fire burning in the fireplace. The room had very little furniture, a sofa, a table in front of the fireplace, and two old-fashioned chairs. It was a small room, but most important of all, it was warm. There were some old photographs on the mantel over the fireplace, one of a young soldier, and several of the same man with a woman in old-fashioned clothes. Suddenly, Fletcher froze. There was someone else in the room. He knew it. He could feel it. He turned around quickly and saw an old woman coming toward him. She had a covered dish in her hands, and there was a delicious smell of meat and vegetables coming from it. She did not look afraid. She did not even look surprised to find a stranger inside her house.
I'm sorry,
she said, and then she set the dish on the table.
I didn't hear you knock. I'm deaf, you see.
She pointed to her ear, shook her head, and said,
deaf?
A second time.
People often come to the door and knock, but I don't hear them. I'm glad you came in.
Fletcher looked down at his clothes. They were so dirty that it was impossible to tell that they were prison clothes. Then, suddenly, he had an idea.
I'm a mechanic from a garage in town. I came out here to fix someone's car, but the road was icy and I wrecked my truck.
He had to say this several times before she finally understood him. When she did, she showed him where to wash up, and then she gave him some food. The only thing he needed now was a change of clothes.